This is Peter Todaro, and the object that I will be presenting today will be a first edition copy of the Communist Manifesto. It was recently obtained by the British Library in London, a library that has more books than any other on Earth. This location is fitting for a rare first edition copy of the Manifesto, a book that was read by hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people, and had such a profound impact on the history of the world, and in particular the 20th century. The Manifesto, now owned by the British Library, has an extremely simple exterior. It's a no-nonsense, austere pamphlet that was printed by an obscure publishing house after being commissioned by the Communist League. The first edition was printed in 1848 and was written by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, both of whom who were commissioned by the aforementioned Communist League. The League intended for the Manifesto to be a declaration of aims and intents, a propaganda pamphlet of sorts, but Marx and Engels created so much more than that. The Manifesto is a prescient analysis of capitalism, globalization, and modernity generally. It's fitting, then, that Marx's most famous work, one that won't be covered during this podcast, Capital Volume 1 and Volume 2, was written in the London Library itself, specifically in the London Library Reading Room. Marx, after being kicked out of France, where he lived for a time, until the newspaper he worked at was shut down by the French censors, moved to Belgium and then Germany, until he was again exiled to Britain, the only country willing to tolerate his subversive views and agitation. Marx lived with his family in London in a small two-room apartment. The Marx family lived in abject poverty, with only three of his seven children living to adulthood due to the family's living conditions in London. Marx at one point even had to pawn his coat in order to pay for a coffin for one of his deceased children, preventing him from attending the British Library, since the library's necessary attire was a coat. Despite hardship, Marx doggedly carried on with his writings, often having to borrow money from Friedrich Engels. The Manifesto's connectedness to British society is interesting when we consider the relation to what British society was like at the time of the Manifesto's writing. During this time, Britain was being transformed, economically, socially, politically, all by a new revolutionary force that was to take the entire planet by storm, capitalism. For the writers of the first edition of the Manifesto, Marx and Engels, capitalism represented a new historical stage. They looked at Britain and saw that the old feudal landlords and the peasants who worked common lands were increasingly no more. In their place, a new entrepreneurial class had developed. Individuals who employed machines, labor, and capital as a means to create commodities that were then sold to achieve a profit. What this meant for British society is that more and more of the common people were being uprooted from the countryside and flocking to cities to sell their labor in new factories. Marx and Engels also understood that this new economic system was foundationally based upon the creation of commodities and the sale of those commodities in order for the system to continue. What this meant materially for the world was essentially more goods and services, all thanks to capitalism's revolutionary nature. All around them, the material society of Britain was changing. In the Manifesto, they say that the bourgeoisie cannot exist without constantly revolutionizing the instruments of production, and thereby the relations of production, and with them the whole relations of society. Constant revolutionizing of production, uninterrupted disturbance of all social conditions, everlasting uncertainty and agitation distinguish the bourgeois epoch from all earlier ones. All fast, fixed, frozen relations with their ancient and venerable prejudices and opinions are swept away. All new-formed ones become antiquated before they can ossify. All that is solid melts into air. All that is holy is profane, and man is at last compelled to face with sober senses his real conditions of life and his relations with his kind. Inevitably, Marx sees that the workers are simply an abstract commodity that is necessary for the system to continue. They aren't treated as human beings by capitalism. Instead, they are viewed as what he calls labor power. Marx and Engels' radical view of what should be done with capitalism aside, I think that the first edition of the Manifesto is an incredible book that has quite a lot to tell us about the way the economy, politics, and society generally was changing at the time of its writing.